The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the following program do not necessarily represent those of Mark Radio, The Shepherd, or its advertisers.
Welcome to The Shepherd at Work, a weekly program to help you learn how to walk out your faith in every place you live and work. You'll be introduced to individuals who are successfully and effectively engaging in marketplace ministry, giving you the tools needed to do the same. The Shepherd at Work is brought to you by the Central Florida Christian Chamber. Now, here's your host, Mike Gillen.
Welcome back to The Shepherd at Work, heard every week at this time, right here on the Shepherd Radio Network. It is my pleasure to have Joy Dawson. Joy is with the U.S. Christian Chamber. She is the Event Development Director and works with our good friend Crystal Parker, as well as Eric Floyd and other people, I'm sure. You get to, you're part of the local chamber in Orlando, too. It's really great to have you, Joy. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. This is an honor. This is awesome
to
be here.
Well, thank you. I've had the privilege to know Crystal Parker ever since she became really the, even before when she became the president of the chamber. She was a speaker there one day, and I met her on that day, never dreaming that she would one day become the president, took over from our friend Mark Goldstein. Mm-hmm. And Mark was very impressed with Crystal the moment he met her. And obviously she did a great job, but during the 3 years of presidency, the Lord kind of fulfilled a dream in all of the people who were part of this chamber to expand it beyond just Orlando and Central Florida into the U.S. Christian Chamber. So that's what's happened.
Yeah.
And you're part of that. How did you meet Crystal? How long have you been apart?
Yeah, so I actually, I own a couple businesses, and I was connected with Thurlow Spur, came to the Central Florida Christian Chamber luncheon and was there talking about a pageant or an event that was coming up during Christmas, and got to meet Crystal.
Okay.
And I met Crystal at that lunch. The first time I was experiencing it, didn't know that there was even a Central Florida Christian Chamber at the time. The awareness wasn't there, which was wild because I knew about TFA and I knew about First Baptist. I knew about things all in the community and all these events, but I didn't know. And so I was there. I met Crystal.
Would this be when you were there with Kathy for a luncheon? Was that when the first time you came?
No, this was a Jingle Mingle about two or three years ago.
Okay. That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
And Kathy brought along a group, a family group of singers with her, and they sang it.
It was before that. The time that I was there, it was Alicia and Tim Kaufman that actually came and performed.
I was there that day too.
Yes, you were.
Yeah, I ran sound.
You did.
Yeah.
That was probably one of the first times. And then I was like, it was nice to put a face, with the voice with you.
Oh, okay.
Because of different events that I've heard you announce or MC and things like that from behind stage. So I was like, oh, okay, that it was, you know. But I met Crystal that day, very intrigued, very, you know, just some of my own personal story and my own personal testimony, not knowing anything of why I was there, but it was exactly where I needed to be. I then just kind of fast forward, founding member of Christian Chamber, and it was just from there, it was something different. There was things that I was going on or had already gone through in my personal life, my own trajectory, and it was just clicking. And at that moment, I mean, if you know Crystal Parker, obviously everybody that knows her is just a branch, and it's...
She's really great, isn't she?
Super cool.
Yeah, she is super cool. Yeah, I agree. And these moments... you know, of emotion are so real. I'm grateful because Crystal really does embody the efforts that are expressed in kingdom and community. Those are two things that when I think of her, I think she just exemplifies both of those things. She works tirelessly for the kingdom of God, and she builds local friendships and people who come to work with her. I've seen it more than once, as you are fighting back tears right now and kind of just grateful to God for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's really a wonderful person.
And it's really cool. You know, a lot of times when we cry, people think, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. What are you sad about? No, like, I want people to know that the joy of the Lord makes you cry.
Yeah.
Meeting Crystal Parker, being around like-minded people that want to do good work for the kingdom.
Yeah.
You know, the emotions are real, but also the passion is real. And so as I fight some of the tears and I wipe that, there comes also that passion that says, hey, you know, Crystal, thank you for uniting God's people together. It's not just, and that's one thing is that I know Crystal would say, hey, it's not about me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's so cool.
Yeah.
Because literally Jesus's name is shining through the people that have all been and saying, yes, yes, God, yes. The obedience is coming because of people saying yes, because of the marks that paved a way to Crystal, to the Briston and Latondras, to those continuous pillars and all of the people that come alongside with businesses, kingdom commerce, community, philanthropy is so prevalent. And it is gratitude at the highest for glory of the God in the most amazing way, because really none of us are qualified. I mean, it's, you know, the biggest thing is this, is that we become qualified because we've been connected to the source. And a lot of people want to forget that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Crystal's been awesome. I fight back the tears, but I don't apologize because God is doing a major work right now.
He is. And this whole thing that you're here specifically for is this expo that is coming up next month. And we're going to be talking about that in the next segment. But it's going to be a big deal. It's going to be at the Doubletree down near SeaWorld, and it is really going to be home for a bunch of speakers that are coming in. A lot of international people are coming for this thing.
Yeah.
It's really going to be neat. I've already had a number of the keynote speakers on my show, and I'm getting to know them. They're really tremendous people.
Yeah, it's so cool.
And one of them, I'm actually interviewing again. I've gotten to know him this year because he has a radio show on our station, Rob Monty.
Oh, yes.
And he has a show called Faith on the Field.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the official NFL writer for the Associated Press. And so this guy travels all the time to these cities where NFL games are playing. When he during the season, we just had a blast together because he's on talking about the games that are that weekend. So this coming week, he's going to be on my show again.
Oh, that's
really
good.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him. I mean, we have over 30 speakers, and it's phenomenal because of the extensions of what the body of Christ is doing, not here just in Central Florida, but being pillars to other cities in Florida, in other cities across, people rising up and saying, hey, we need this in our city.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been so awesome to see. And I'm really looking forward to hearing people like Rob, even hearing people that are, you know, local, our local guys, John and hearing Bill. And there's just so much richness and so much quality. If you're a business owner and you're not coming, you know, you're really missing out because there's going to be a lot of wisdom. And that's the beauty part, is that this day and age, we got to all come together and have that community. If we're really going to be a community and be a kingdom, let's collaborate.
I agree. It's a good thing to do. Now, you mentioned Thurlow. Got to ask, because Thurlow's up here regularly with his Christmas Is program that's on. And he and I've had a tradition the last couple of years of doing Christmas in July. So that's a lot of fun. He'll come up here and we'll play Christmas music on my show in July.
Okay.
That's a real hoot. I feel like I'm part Hallmark movie or something that's going on.
Oh, yeah. We need to do like a whole production crew and dress up and be in here.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. I think all of our coworkers here in the building would love that. But how did you get involved with Thurlow and Kathy?
Through just connections, connection strategists, just my trajectory of life, different seasons, different titles and jobs that I've held. I got a phone call and they said, hey, you know, what can we do? And then that's kind of,
how long have you worked with them?
I only did the first 1 year. And then, there was some shifts and they were waiting on some purchase of some other properties and things in Missouri. So Some of that.
And they're moving ahead with that, I
yeah.
know.
Yeah. And it sounds like there's just really good. He's a great guy. Kathy has an amazing school on the west side of town.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think that they could go, you know, in a bigger sense. I think there's a lot of people that don't know about his show. So, yeah. So it's not been long. We just did that one show together, and that's how I got to the chamber. And I guess the rest is history.
That's
you know?
Wonderful. Well, that is really great. Now, I know this expo, we'll tease it here because we're going to have to take a break in just a moment. The expo is going to be in April, and it is going to be, I believe, the 18th through the 20th, right?
Yes, we have early check-in. So if you're flying in, or even if you're local and you're flying in and staying at the hotel, the 17th, you can come in. Early check-in is that evening. It's also for our exhibitors and sponsors. There's mm-hmm. set times for everybody just to be prepared and not be rushed. And then Thursday morning, bright and early at 6 o'clock in the morning, or 6:30, I apologize, for prayer with Jim Subers of Vision Orlando.
Oh, Jim is such a great guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Jim,
we have
and George,
that.
And they're wonderful.
And then we will be blessed with the Windermere Honor Guard. For doing the presentation of colors, we'll do the expo floor with Mayor Jerry Demings, and
he's going to be there for the kickoff.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be awesome. We'll have, Giovanni Parker is going to sing the national anthem, which is Crystal's daughter, which,
mm-hmm. and she's amazing.
Oh my goodness. And,
yeah.
and she, her range is phenomenal, but she fits. And I'm sure you understand in production and broadcasting is that not everybody has that all package. You have to get taught or through mm-hmm. experience, but the way that she just impersonates the and brings the vibe, her talent is so beautiful.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, so cool. So it'll be good to hear her sing the national anthem, Windermere Honor Guard, Jerry Demings, exhibitors, sponsors, thanks to Red Balloon, our sponsor, our title kingdom sponsor. And it's just been a joy, really, and I say that, no pun intended.
No
right?
pun intended.
Right. But it really has been awesome to meet and see the connections and hear people's stories. Like, we really are able to have community. And I think that's the outside of all the status, if you will. I think it's really cool to see how the body of Christ is coming together and everybody is able to be an asset in such a cool way.
All right. Joy Dawson. I love the name Joy. It's awesome. She's my guest. I'll be back with her in a moment. This is The Shepherd at Work, and you are on The Shepherd.
Would you like to increase your business's exposure in the Christian community and build your business with greater kingdom purpose? If so, then the Central Florida Christian Chamber of Commerce is the solution for you. Hi, this is Co-President Latondra Heaven. The Christian Chamber is more than just another business organization. It's a regional community of business professionals passionate about advancing the kingdom of God through the marketplace in Central Florida. As a member, get access to exclusive values-based networking events, Christ-centered professional development, marketing opportunities, and consistent prayer support for you and your business. Plus, gain access to the National U.S. Christian Chamber Coalition. Become a member today. Visit our website, cfchristianchamber.com, or call us at 407-431-0732. That's 407-431-0732. 431-0732.
Once again, here is Mike Gillen.
Joy Dawson is my guest today on The Shepherd at Work, and Joy is with the Christian Chamber, the U.S. Christian Chamber. Now, she's part of the Central Florida Chamber as well, and we are all kind of interrelated. I've been a part of this chamber now since I moved back to Orlando in 2019. So I'm coming up on 5 years of involvement. And boy, I really do credit the chamber for opening up so many avenues, and not just people that we got to meet that are part of the chamber, but it's like every one of those chamber members, they have like a different trajectory, a different business network that I've been opened up to a lot of those networks as well. And I've had people come up and say, oh, Mike, you need to talk to this person and that mm-hmm. person. And I just can't tell you how helpful it was to move back after being gone for 17 years and then to find a pool of people that have just welcomed us in and been that kind of help. And that's really the charge of the U.S. Christian Chamber, because you're taking what's going on here as a prototype in most ways of looking at it, and you're duplicating that in the other cities of interest. Yeah. And that's growing, isn't it?
It is. It is. There is such a cry in different ways. And it's intentional, making sure that it's prayerful, that we know the cities that, you know, that call out, that want to reach. So those extensions have been great, because it's been knowing that you have brothers and sisters in Christ in that chamber. Mm-hmm. Hey, how can we be of resource? How can I pray with you? And it's something so simplistic, but it's also where we can be a resource to each other to share our wisdom, come in for a lunch. I mean, you were just at the lunch that we just had, a relational lunch. And it's like, oh, we have all these opportunities for us to see the different leaders in these different chambers to come in, to talk, to hear Crystal, to hear, you know, to give enlightened words and scripture that says, okay, hey guys, this is what we're doing in these pillars. This is what we're doing to build kingdom commerce. This is how we can collaborate. How can we be a resource to each other and grow?
Mm-hmm.
And having Crystal in that, I mean, you know, and at the top of doing, orchestrating that, it's been really cool. So U.S. Christian Chamber has used this footprint and seeing it. And I'm new to that. You know, I can't speak all of the trajectory. You know, I'm new in that. I'm really on the expo side and growing and having a footprint in the marketplace, letting people know that we need each other, that we need a foundation, that we need a community to lean on. That, you know, when you come back from out of town, when you come back like you did, and knowing that you need to have an extension, you need a family. And sometimes while you're looking for a church, when you just come back, you don't have that right away. So how nice is it to go in a business mind, to know that you're fulfilled, to know that it's being fed, to know that it's fruitful for your life, for your foundation, and being welcomed, for somebody to say, hey, you're doing a good job.
And I've said it more than just a few times that when you go to that relationship building lunch that's held every month, it's kind of like going to a family reunion. You get that feeling. I mean, it's a room full of huggers. That's what it is.
That
everyone is really excited to see everyone else show up. And almost always there are a number of guests, first time guests, because people are reaching out to their friends.
Yeah.
And they're coworkers, and they say, hey, you got to come to this. And that's really an amazing thing. And that's now, I'm in my third president of the chamber, obviously, or in our case right now, co-presidents.
Yes.
Because Briston and LaTondra, husband and wife couple, both leading as co-presidents of the chamber. You get that feeling that this is not just built around one personality. This is built around a purpose and a vision, and even though we've gone through now our third tier of leadership, it's the same, and people are growing. We survived the pandemic.
Yes.
And that was a very difficult time.
Yes, and it's been good to see the growth. It's exciting to invite people. You know, it could be a catch-22, right? You don't, most people are like, oh no, I don't want to invite people because I love this and I want to keep it to ourselves. No, what's so cool about the chamber is like, we want to invite people. We want you to come. Like, it's fun, but it's also real.
It is.
It's also very, very real. It's also, hey, we can pray. And sometimes it's just exactly what you need.
Mm-hmm.
It's sometimes it's your day is so crazy and you're like, man, another lunch right now. Like, I could stay here and finish this and I could be done and I wouldn't have to work the extra hours, or I could utilize this time, or I could be a better asset of my time here. But it's exactly where we need to be every single time. And it's so weird.
It is
so weird, but it's not, but God, right?
That's right.
So it's comical, but that's what the Christian Chamber, the U.S. Christian Chamber is doing with this expo.
And then the expo, let's talk about that for a moment, because you've got a number of people coming in. You mentioned being sponsored by Red Balloon, which I had the owner and founder, Andrew Crapuchetti, I think is how he says his name. I always pause just a little bit in saying that name to make sure it's right. But Andrew was tremendous, a guy from Silicon Valley who basically left there, a man who's been at the top of the business world in a couple of businesses now with Red Balloon, is rising right back up again.
Yeah.
And now he's going to be one of the speakers. He was so engaging, so interesting. Then you've got Ford Taylor.
Yes.
He was on this program last week. And so it's really great to have gotten to know Ford, for me to spend the time that I got to be have him on both of my my other show afternoons is with Mike as well. And so it's really, really good to talk with him. I mentioned Rob Motti already. Mm-hmm. And then there's a number of other people that are coming in. Why don't you list some of the other names of people who are coming to this expo?
Yeah. Well, and it's obviously I'm not looking at a script, so I don't want to just by default, right? Hey, I'm going to miss probably some, but there's so many. There's 30. There's Bill Juergen, John Rivers.
John Steve. Rivers from Four Rivers.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Oh, I love that place.
And there is Shea Barnes. Mm-hmm. There's Tamara. There's, like you said, Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
There's some husband-wife couples, panelists that are coming. There's some really good breakout sessions. There's opportunities for authors and speakers to understand what's next.
I had Brad Johnson on last week, and he is a leader. He's an Asbury professor, and he's doing one of the breakout sessions. And he's coming down, and he was on my show last week.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting. Like you said, we've got a number of keynote speakers, mm-hmm. but then we have a number of speakers at these breakout sessions.
We do. We have a couple different platforms, actually, Mike. There's TED Talk style. There's keynotes. There's panelists. There's breakout sessions. There's some pop-up talks. They're listed in the program. There's just a lot of really good, solid quality mm-hmm. material. There's meet and greets, so you get the opportunity, so the speakers get to enjoy while they're walking around without being bombarded, but you can go and see them at their meet and greet. So
that's awesome. And then there's going to be the expo floor.
There is.
And we'll be on the expo floor ourselves at the Shepherd. Looking forward to seeing everybody out there. And music. You've got some music coming.
We do. We have Donovan. Donovan is going to bless us with some keys there. And you know, he's a real treat because we get to see him at the luncheons as well. We are going to have Advent Health and Sarah. She is going to be leading the Advent Health band. So that's going to be amazing for worship in the morning. And we also have Nashville recording artist Chase & Co. So they are coming as well. It's just going to be quality for Jesus.
That's beautiful. Yeah. So give us the website, how people can find out more, how they can sign up. What's the website?
Yes. So U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce, Super USCCC. And on there, you can look at any platform, really. LinkedIn and also the website are the two best methods. We also have opportunity for some people to, we have a generosity project. So for business owners that want to pour into, maybe they can't attend, but they want to sponsor a ticket for some of their staff to come. We have platforms for that as well on mm-hmm. there. So it's been really, really great. One thing I want to mention about the expo, outside of the exhibitor floors and things, are also the Kingdom Commerce book. So really cool showcase of so much. So I really encourage everyone to show up.
And the dates again are April 18th through the 20th at the Doubletree down near SeaWorld. And again, that website one more time.
It is uschristianchamber.com.
Wonderful. And again, Crystal Parker is the president. I know that you work closely with her and all of the other fine folks there. We wish you the best. I know that putting on a conference, it's no small amount of work. It's a lot of work, and there's a lot of faith. But you've got a leader who is a person of just that, a person of faith. Yeah. And I'm really excited about the days to come. Joy Dawson, who is the Event Development Director for the U.S. Christian Chamber, has been my guest today. Thank you for being here, Joy.
Thank you for having me, Mike. I appreciate it.
And friends, thanks for joining us as well. We'll see you next time right here on The Shepherd at Work.
You've been listening to The Shepherd at Work. Tune in next week for a chat with another marketplace leader who will help you learn how to live your faith in every place you live and work. The Shepherd at Work has been brought to you by the Central Florida Christian Chamber, building kingdom, business, and community.
The preceding was a Mark Radio production.